Hello and welcome to this week's episode. This week we're talking about more 30th birthday parties, lots of teething, grabbing absolutely everything, having a long old journey, and Dan finishing at work before he starts looking after Bubba for the next 16 weeks. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Blabbering, a week-by-week glimpse into a couple stumbling through life with a newborn.
I'm Tilly.
And I'm Dan.
Each week, we'll discuss the realities of raising our baby, talking through the highs, lows, and honest confessions of this thing called parenting.
Parenting won't be easy, but let's at least laugh about it.
This is Blabbering.
Okay, so I think this is week 23, episode 22.
Who knows? It's just live.
Just live.
Just live.
Blabbering on episode 22.
Cold coffee.
So you've got a drugged up teething baby.
She is not happy, girly. It's not eyes watching her because you know she's in pain. This is horrible. Makes my boobies leak.
Yeah, I don't have that reaction.
No, imagine if your nipples just started leaking.
What would it be?
It's a creature.
Just like, you know, water.
Is it? I read somewhere that apparently men can lactate. I don't know what you lactate.
Yeah. I don't know as well.
We'll research for another podcast next week. We'll come back to you. What do men lactate? What do men leak out of their nips?
They would just have colostrum all the time.
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah, so the past few days she's been pretty grouchy, isn't she? Clearly, like, sleeping's been a bit more rough, isn't it? So we're both pretty tired, so you can probably hear our voices today. But yes. This is just the stage we're at.
Yeah, she didn't sleep much at all last night.
Yeah, like when she's actually not feeling grouchy, she's actually been really alert and engaging this week, hasn't she, I think? Like, she's, like, reaching for people and things a lot more and grabbing and definitely interacting physically.
A lot of reaching.
Yeah. Well, she grabbed a load of your cereal, didn't she?
Yeah, the other day I had a bowl of cereal and I was trying to take it through the other room to eat it. And then I turned around to grab the milk and next thing, her hand just reached out for the cereal, smashed straight in my bowl and just cleared out a good 20% of the bowl. It was so fatty. My dog loves that. And I'm like, oh, chocolate shells. Don't mind if I do.
And yes, we know dogs are meant to have chocolate, but I don't believe much chocolate and chocolate shells. Also, he's got a stomach of iron. What should we find? Oh yeah, we're having some veggie, like vegetable fried rice.
Did you say the stomach of a lion or the stomach of iron?
Stomach of iron.
Okay. Stomach of a lion.
Probably both. Zap, don't imagine. Although it's partly because, like, lions would be like pretty little princesses if you think they didn't have like pure meat or whatever.
Probably very used to a set of microbiome.
Yeah.
You're talking about vegetable.
Okay, so we're having veggie fried rice and I was just trying to eat while I was feeding her. And she sort of finished and she just like slow mo, just plunged her hand into my bowl of rice and just pulled out our fist and sort of just dropped it all over us out. And I was like, oh, thanks for that. And I sort of like scrape it all out of her hands and little squish bits of that peas and rice.
Yeah.
So what have you got for your meal today, my darling?
Choco shells,
yeah,
and cookie crisp, but little versions of both.
But you've got subpar milk, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had to use green milk, green top milk.
Yeah, because my dad's coming to stay. We're about to talk about it in one minute, but we're going on a little trip together. So my dad's coming to dog sit, and so I have to stock the house before he eats, which is actually very easy because my dad eats legit almost the same thing every day. He's a real creature of habit. A good couple pints of coffee in the morning.
You just drink so much coffee.
Yeah. And fags. And then he'll go for a poo. I know this. And then he'll have his breakfast, which is very cyclical. But currently, he's in the cycle of berries, banana, yogurt, granola. Every day. And I mean every day.
Pretty healthy.
I mean, it's a lot of sugary granola. You know, a portion of granola and yogurt tends to be like, you know, maybe 30 grams, maybe 50 grams max, right?
No, I have half a bowl of banana.
Yeah, that's kind of what he's doing, which is actually a lot of sugar. That's not actually healthy. Sugar, often growing up, it's similar amounts of sugar as like your weekend cereal. But just disguises itself as healthy. As of oats.
Lies.
It's like a flapjack, isn't it? We thought flapjack's healthy, but it's really not.
I mean, it's definitely healthier than like just grabbing a Mars bar.
Well, yeah, at least it has got fiber and stuff in it. Yeah, there is like health properties there.
What about protein, though?
I mean, not, I'd say a lot, but...
Well, oats versus just chocolate.
Yeah. And then his lunch is two sandwiches, two buckets of lentil crisps. But in the sandwiches, he always has beetroot, raw red onion, mayonnaise, and cheddar, which is a rough sandwich. And it gives him indigestion. And yet he has it every day.
Nice.
He's like, yeah, the raw onion just really plays up on me. I'm like, why do you have it? Why have it every day?
Indigestion is part of the habit now.
Yeah. I mean, you can even like just lightly pickle your onions, you wouldn't get the indigestion. Anyway, so that's basically what that's the food I buy in for him because he's going to eat that every day. And then I make him his dinner. And then he's got his dinner set. Well, he's going to have the same dinner both nights.
Just dinner.
I'm just going to make more cottage pie.
Yeah. And we'll get on to the cottage pie in here. What are you doing?
I have got my sort of like skyr yogurt with some peanut butter and some protein granola.
Ooh.
Oh, and a coffee. My second coffee because teething's real.
I'm not ready yet. I'm just going to have one of my Tim's in before we started.
Oh.
So if I start fading, just shout energy out. Not boost myself.
You do a little jump. Get up and do a little jump.
But on the chair.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess big thing this week is that we're about to go on our first sort of real long road trip, as it were, with Barbie, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So
just one she's TV.
Just, yeah, we've really not timed it well. So friends of ours have just had their own baby, beautiful little Darcy.
Well, Harry is on the pod.
Yes.
Well, he will be. And, yeah.
Okay, so we'll look forward to that. Well, Harry and his wife Gabe, who are friends from university, have had their first daughter, Darcy. All is going well. And so they now live up in Edinburgh again. And so we're travelling up to see them, as well as our friends Lou and Luke, who are actually expecting. So it's a very baby-led trip. But we've decided, because trains are mentally expensive, and we feel like getting a plane is just not, it's just not good for the planet, that we're going to drive. But it's quite the drive. Mm-hmm. Without any stops and good traffic, it's what, 7 hours?
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, we're going to have to do a good few stops with Zoe, like changes and feeds and things.
Yep.
Because normally you can't feed on the go.
Yeah.
How about we like just swap it into a car seat?
I feel like if you put the boots on and you're feeding the boots and you had the seatbelt around your waist.
I can't feed enough boots, though.
Okay, we're back.
She's the heads up here and with boobs up there.
You not lock it up there.
Boobs not that big.
Just flop the tits up.
Oh, that would be quite, yeah. So yeah, we're doing that tomorrow. So we're going to be leaving super early.
What she can do though, she can hold her own bottle. It might be worth making a few bottles. We go.
Like it. And my boob milk comes in quite hard and fast, for the same, so.
Okay. But how is something just ready?
Well, only a bottle, I think. It would last that long, anyway.
I'm not that much. It's 2 hours. I'm more of a 4 to 6 hours. But you only last a little bottle for 2 hours. When you made it in 4 minutes. So.
Yeah.
I just watch Trey. It's like at night, and she decides to do an hour and half of it.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up about 4 hours long, and she's doing the other.
I'm not hearing that.
She's not been sick.
No, it's fine. This is one of those things, isn't it? They have to be like super careful.
Yeah.
So we're going to set off really early, aren't we? So she normally wakes up for a feed between sort of 2 and 3.
Yeah, so we might be setting off.
2 or 3.
2 or 3 in the morning, well, a bit later, because I'm going to take Fat Boy just for a quick walk.
So while I'm giving her a feed, you'll take Fatty. We're going to pack the car up tonight. and then we'll just bundle her in, and hopefully, because she'll be then we'll sleep for a good few hours again.
Yeah.
And so we'll give her a nappy change, we'll give her a good feed, get her in the car, and she should sleep.
The 3 to 4 hours, which is looking cut off,
I mean, let's hope so. I think probably less of a teething.
Yeah, but you've got the momentum factor, remember? Like,
well, no, I'm hoping. I'm just...
Yeah, I'm being optimistic.
And then hopefully, yeah, like I said, we can get a good chunk of the drive done without her waking up, which makes it a lot easier. And sort of get to Edinburgh for midday-ish.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see Lou and Luke tomorrow first. So we're going to see them in the afternoon and stay with them at night, which will be lovely. And then Monday we'll go see her and Gabe. And I'm just, this is going to be nice, isn't it? I can't wait to see Darcy.
Little Darcy.
Really excited to see her. Because obviously they're going to be best friends when they're older. Because like a few months difference in age now is like massive.
Yeah.
But obviously once you're like in school, it's no difference.
Yeah, in the same year.
Yeah. They obviously won't be in the same school because they live in Edinburgh. We live in Reading.
Boarding school.
Not doing boarding school. Absolutely not. Not even the week boarding school you want to do. I'm not just farming out our children.
I mean, if a kid wants to go to the week boarding school, I'm going to say that.
I am.
Like, they're in like secondary school.
Yeah.
They're in like...
It's been proved to be really fucking awful for them as well. Like sixth form. Sixth form, maybe. So, yeah, sixth form, they're old enough at that point.
I think it's quite good if you're in sixth form. Because I'm if there's some of you listening, know this. I hate when people go to uni and can only be there for the weekdays and actually get home because their life, they're not like ready to live.
Yeah, but we're not going to have kids like that because that's not how we're going to raise them. We're not going to mollycoddle them.
Yeah.
And I plan to send them away to like things like camps and stuff if we can, so they have time away from us. Or then like, I'll send them away to family without us and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's always really good when that, when your kids like, you know, I used to go stay with my grandparents for a couple of weeks or whatever during the summer.
And having forced reading time.
Lots of things are enforced, but you enjoy it when you're doing really different, do you?
Cleaning all the windows and shredding all the papers.
Yeah.
And you have a granddad being like, I'm going for a nap now. I do 2 hours long and you just not know what you're doing.
Yeah, colouring and reading. Playing with like, my grandparents are like, always have these sort of, they're not really toys, but here's like, you know, a wooden fish that's all built with random bits so you can take apart and put that together. And, you know, you do that a good 4 or 5 times. And maybe you play Jenga by yourself.
That's so sad. What's in Jenga by yourself? No wonder you find Jenga so stressful.
Do you imagine it's really stressful?
Just,
I also watched, like, my granddad's, I'd watch TV sometimes. I remember always watching James and the Giant Peach. I think that's old, probably one of the only kid things he had on, like, tape or whatever. So I just go sit in this little, he's got, like, a little sort of library TV nook. I'd go sit there and, yeah, just watch James and the Giant Peach. Whereas at Granny's, it was always, and for what you have to do at Granny's every day without fail, 2 in the afternoon, afternoon play on Radio 4.
Cool.
We'd have to stop and she'd have to sit and listen to that. She'd fall asleep listening to it on the sofa. And I quite like listening. I still quite like the afternoon play on Radio 4, probably because of that. I felt it quite comforting. Obviously, when you read it, so that's quite a long time to sit still for.
Yeah.
But yeah. Once I was, you know, older and I'd be there with Flavo, we'd play like the games that Granny had. So Granny had like, only a couple of games she had. Snakes and Ladders, which Flo would always cheat her. Always.
How'd you cheat at Snakes and Ladders?
She would just not follow the dice or whatever. Just, or like, slightly get up a ladder when she wasn't really meant to. It was very blatant. It wasn't subtle.
Okay.
But then she would just absolutely deny it. She's my mum's daughter. Mum denies it, but mum is a filthy cheat when it comes to playing it, particularly when she's against Uncle Joshy. Or pick up sticks.
Pick up sticks is the most bullshit game I've ever heard. Is it not just like... I think I've played it once, so I just thought, this is just clearing up.
It looks like loads and loads of skewers, like wooden skewers, but they're obviously, like, generally they're all painted different colours. No, yeah. This is straight.
Okay, I've done, like, pick up snakes before.
Oh, this is, like, and this is just, like, loads of them you drop on the floor. And, I can't remember the game. Is it just, I think you've got to try and pick them up moving. I don't know what it is.
Do you not have to pick up, like, a certain colour without moving the oven or
something?
Yeah,
something like that. You pick up sticks.
It just sounds like elaborate cleaning up.
We play that on repeat. I think those are only 2 games. Just those 2 games.
So yeah, so he's going to have a great time.
I mean, she's not going to go to Granny's, is she? Granny's in a home.
No.
She might go to a great granddad.
Yeah.
So I had a great time when I was there. We always go to, it's always generally quite educational stuff, so we'd always do like the museums in London.
I'm not saying it,
and, like,
it
zoo,
wasn't a good time. I'm just saying some parts of it, like playing Jenga on your own.
That was a small part of it. And a child should be able to entertain themselves.
They should, yeah, they should. Just solo Jenga versus colouring while drawing. I know which I would choose.
Well, I generally have to draw, right? And draw them pictures. So yes, and I don't know how you answer that.
Because we were discussing if they would go to the same school. I haven't ended boarding school, and then we said don't need to go to boarding school. They're going to go away to my family's. I have a great time like I did on the channel playing solo Jenga.
I did have a great time. I used to love going, and every time I'd make a scrapbook. My mum would give me a plain, like, book, and I'd make a scrapbook of all the things I did with them. I'd put in like tube receipts.
What?
And, you know, postcards for museums and things. And I'd write in, like, me and Granny made a chocolate cake today. And I'd write the recipe in it. And...
tell you what, people worry about millennials needing overstimulation. Well, here we go. Tilly does not. Give her some tube receipts. She's off.
My childhood was very homemade. Right? It wasn't like posh and bougie. Just a bit rough and ready. Right?
Yeah. That's just being, mine's more chasing wild things, which is more down my alley.
Yeah.
So when it came to entertaining myself, it was more just like me being like, I'm off out, mum. And then I just go around chasing things.
I mean, yeah, and when I was at home, I could go to the park and stuff, but my grandparents were in London, so.
Yeah.
And they're both quite serious academics. So that's kind of, that's the vibe.
The vibe.
But they'll go to, like, your grandparents and stuff, and they'll be by the Cornwall, and they'll be great for another love like that.
Yeah.
And their grandma will take them down to the yacht club. Cool. We're standing roll middle class now.
You haven't been yet, have you?
No, I've still not been there.
Oh, you've got some, right? I'll be up about
it. I feel like every time we go there, we plan to do it, and there's, like, bad weather or something.
Well, no. So most of the times we've been planning to go on one of his mates' boats.
I mean, no, so I don't care about just going down to your club particularly. I don't know, what is it, just a building?
Quite nice, so it's right on the estuary, as it were. But yeah, it keeps being shit weather or something happens and it just don't care.
So, what's your week been like? Your last week at work?
Yeah, so I'm now, well, I meant to be officially off, but I've got a few hours of stuff going to tidy up before I set the out of office on. But yeah, my final week before I'm off for 16 weeks on shared parental leave.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, shared parental leave is whereby you curtail the mum's maternity leave and the other parent takes the amount that they've curtailed it by. So I'm going to have 16 weeks.
Maternity, you could probably take more.
Of your maternity.
Couldn't you?
Yeah, you could, but you wouldn't get statutory.
Yeah.
So I could take up the full year, but I wouldn't get statutory. And the only reason why it's 16 weeks for me is because that's how long. Yeah. No, because you've finished the 9 months. So after 9 months, you don't get any statutory pay. I don't know why it's called maternity leave, because it's just actually unpaid time off, is what it should be called. But I guess there's some rights around it as well. You can't be fired in those 3 months, whereas I guess you're just on unpaid time off. That's, I mean, I'm not a legal expert. You might be able to be fired. But I'm just saying is you've probably got better rights on those 3 months of unpaid maternity. If you just went, I'm taking unpaid time off for 3 months.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Yeah, true.
So you get 9 months of statutory, but I'm taking 16 weeks because my work allows me to have full pay for
16 weeks. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, we're not.
Oh, I'm not really Irish.
Wait, what was that?
I'm not really Irish on my brass.
Dropped Gravel on the turn you've got. Bro, okay.
Peanut butter stuff and after killing.
Yeah, well, this will probably go on video, it'll just be cut out of the audio because it's a bit weird.
Bit attractive.
So I'll be off from the next 16 weeks up until the middle of July.
Bit of primary care give out.
Yeah, off work. People keep saying that, people keep going, so you're off work? And I'm like, yeah, but it's meant to be more stressful than 60% jobs. And they go,
90%.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah, 90%. And they go, oh, yeah, I can believe that. I'd much prefer to be in the office. I just mean you're off
why
from work.
Why is it prefer to be in the office? Why don't I be in my showroom?
I meant in terms of stress. In the office with kids is the way, isn't it?
I don't enjoy it during the holidays when people bring the kids into work. You go to the instantly regressive.
I just also think, like, who are you fooling? you're just going to spend the day having to manage your children.
Depends what age they are. Like, when they're older, but I mean, they just play on their phones or their iPads next to them.
Yeah.
Basically. Oh. How's it feel?
I think that for me, the crux of it is to make sure that that is my absolute priority for the time off, is looking after her. Like, there aren't days where I'm meant to be looking after her and I'm also meant to be doing something else that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, whenever I'm trying to do work and look after her, I just find it so stressful because she just doesn't, you know, she just decides that, you know, suddenly she needs to go for a walk, or suddenly she needs to, you know, and she just cries and screams, and you're there like, I've literally 30 minutes left to do, I can do this thing in 30 minutes if I'm uninterrupted. Then it becomes this game of kind of over 2 hours doing it in 5 minute increments. And it's just so frustrating, especially because I'm somebody who likes to just sort of compartmentalize my work, sit down, be like, this is the task. I'm in the zone of this task. Do it. Not be like, and now I stop to change a nappy. And now I stop to make a muscle. Like, and now I stop to go for a walk.
We were watching Friday Night Dinner, didn't we?
Yeah.
Dad on it's very like single-minded when he's got something in his brain. And you're like, that's what I mean. And that is like what you're like. But you just can't do that. And you're looking after her.
No. And that's the thing. That's why I want to get this work out. A little bit of work, but let's let the way as soon as possible. And then there's not. And that's why some people have been like, oh, you should kind of take up a project or take up some thing that you want to do. And I don't really want to, because I'll then have something that I'm like, that I'm trying to prioritize, and then I'll have her as well. So, well, I would like to like paint my bike and stuff like that. I'm going to wait a few weeks, get into the swing of it a bit more. Hopefully her teething will decrease and she'll increase being able to sort of have periods where she can entertain herself.
Well, also that's quite a good thing, because you'll be doing that outside and she's always calmer for longer outside.
Yeah.
And that's something that it doesn't have to be done like in an intense way. You can like very slowly.
But it's a bit like you're tired. Once you start painting or once you start heat stripping, you're doing that until it's finished.
Yeah.
And so if she decides that she's going to cry just as I start painting or whatever, or just as, you know, spray painting, or just as I start heat stripping, you're crying, baby. I can shout, I can try and, you know, make as lovely noises as I can while I'm doing it. But yeah. So I'm trying to, there are lots of things that keep popping into my mind, being like, I should try and do this during this time. I'm like, no.
I was exactly the same. No. I was going to come on to maternity. I was like, we'll get so much stuff done. Been really obsessive.
What I've actually thought is I'm going to watch so much stuff. But I'm trying to not just default to watch. I'm going to try and track how much telly I watch. And I am worried that I'm just going to end up
watching. I watch so much.
Exactly.
But I mean, not as many breastfeeding.
Yeah. For you, it's different. For me, I'm not very forgiving of her laziness at the bottle. I'm constantly just like making her hold it, keep adjusting, bringing her hands up. Then she gets annoyed and drops it. I'm like, no, you're being lazy, though.
I'm pushing, don't call her lazy.
I don't think I'd call her lazy. I've got to say, you're being lazy. I agree if I say you are lazy.
But I don't think she's being lazy. She's learning. I think you're supposed to go, whoops, you dropped it again.
Let me readjust it. Like, don't be lazy. At 5 months, you should be able to hold the bottle and plug it all down. All 8 ounces, burp yourself as well.
Yeah. You're about to start doing more of the housework as well. Are you looking forward to that?
It'll be interesting, because I have no clue how you manage to do so much of the housework while you've also got her. Anytime I try to do something like the dishwasher, I've got her. It takes like an hour just to do the dishwasher.
I don't know how.
I'm not the fastest at doing it anyway. Takes me close to 15 minutes without her.
Also,
I can do it in 10.
You always pretty much play a game while you're doing it.
Even when I'm not. I spend a lot of time trying to work out how to optimally restack the dishwasher.
Which takes you so long. And that looks the same.
So then when you add her to the mix, you're talking half an hour.
Well, I think how you do it is you just spread it through. So often I'll do mine all in a day. So I'll have like a day where I do my cleaning. Whereas for you, that probably is not going to work. So maybe you just do one thing each day.
Yeah, have like a cleaning hour.
Exactly. Yeah. So I do it once a week. Whereas I think for you, it's to be daily, like breaking it down into daily tasks. So being like, Monday, I clean the downstairs toilet. And that's it.
So what I'll do is I'll try and standardize it. So I always go up, like, take her out in the prowl for like 15 minutes before she falls asleep. Then come back. And what time does she usually sleep the longest?
She will tend to do depending on how morning's been and when she's sort of what all her night's been, like this sort of nap now can be quite long. So sort of like her early mid morning.
Okay.
Can be like an hour, maybe an hour and a half. 2 hours is not very particularly common, but between an hour and a half probably.
Okay. And take her out in the crown.
But I don't know if that'll be the same. I mean, I won't always be possible, so I'll be at home, so I'll be doing baby feeds. But I don't know if it's going to be the same, because obviously she falls asleep at the
bed.
So I don't know. But, you know, we'll just try and out.
Yeah.
It might be something like, I give her a feed, then you take her for that quick walk and she falls asleep. Because you just had a feed, it should be quite good. Then you come back and do it.
Cool.
At the moment, she's doing more naps, because she's feeding more, sleeping more, because she's teething and needy. But I think that's what you're going to do. I think that's the way you're going to do it, is like just do a little task each day. And also, then it doesn't feel so like, oh, I'm doing loads of stuff. Which I know you're not good at. That gets you down. So if you just got like one thing to do, if you particularly want to do this, you can sort of do it first thing in the morning and then it's done.
Yeah, I am trying to change that. Actually, I'm very good at
it. I know, but I'm just like,
And how about you? Do you have anything?
This has been my last week, probably being like, so we're off together next week. This has been my last week of being off, just me and her, really.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I have mixed feelings about, really. But I'm looking forward to working and having a routine again. Because, as you know, I'm someone who, like, loves a routine. I'm a much better person, I think. A much better version of myself in a routine.
You say this. You're just, I think you're probably healthier and fitter.
Yeah, exactly.
The better version. Yeah, but amazing. Often people say that when they mean, like, you know, becoming some Zen master instead of being a prick. And it's, you know, it's not.
No, I think generally, like, personality mood wise, I'm pretty consistent.
Yeah, that's what.
Generally. I'm not an over up and down person, other than a couple of days after giving birth to her. I was just crying for no reason. That's fine. And yes, yeah, so I guess it's more like I can stick to my healthy habits, like journaling, meditation, exercising, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
When I'm in a routine. Because I'm looking forward to that element of it. And I like working, so I'm looking forward to working again. I'm really glad that I'm able to do most of it from home to begin with for the first few months. Because I think if I had to go from this to being back in the office every day, I would really struggle.
Yeah.
I just think that'd be too much. I'm like, I'd really struggle with that. Whereas I know I'm still going to be seeing her throughout the day, for like little, you know, half an hour feeds. And that's, I think that makes me feel a lot better. And also I quite like the fact that because I'm working from home and you're not working, it means that we can actually have quite a long evening together.
Yeah.
And I'm quite looking forward to that actually, because I work earlier in the day and you work later in the day. So I tend to start work about 7.
Yeah.
And then finish around between 4 and 5.
Yeah.
And so.
You like starting at 9:30, 10:00, then finish at like 6 or 7.
Yeah. And so I'm hoping that sort of like, say I finish at like 4 most days. Generally I can finish at 4 unless the work I should turn on. I can go to do my gym sesh, sort of clear my head for the day, come back about 5-ish, and then that's our evening. So we've got like 4 hours together.
Yeah, that'll be quite nice, because currently our evening is being quite curtailed, isn't it?
And that's also handy for starting to build a routine in for her.
Yeah, so like washing myself.
So we can like have dinner, probably, I think start our dinner probably earlier.
7 or 6?
Well, because if she's going to start weaning and she's, has her weaning meal to begin with as her evening meal.
Yeah.
Because that's when we can do it together. I think it makes most sense.
Yeah.
So say we had it like, 6-ish.
So TV dinners are dead.
I think for now, at least the majority of the time, yeah.
That's it, they're dead.
So
from now on, it's at the table. It's family dinner time.
Yeah. You still have TV snack time.
Don't worry. Isn't that all TV time?
Must be consuming snacks.
Must be.
Mindlessly eating exactly. In front of the TV.
Get up, blow up.
I'll say this in a minute. Remind me, say cozy couple to me in a minute.
Okay.
Remind me to say that to me.
Cozy couple.
Not right now, in a minute. But yeah, so we'll have to, like, you know, have an early dinner with her, and then we can start building up routine and hopefully start putting her, even if she's not in, still while she's in the room with us, we'll start putting her down at 7.
In which room?
With us, but in the next to me.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, yeah.
And then, well, obviously, then we'll start moving her into her own room. but just to begin with, she's still being with us, but like to start that thing of like us not going to bed with her.
Yeah.
So like sort of having dinner, then having like a nice like relaxing bath and things and a feed, and then putting her to bed, and then us having a couple of hours to ourselves. I know. And also I think it would be nice to start doing evening walks with the dog. It'd be nice if we could do sort of double walks a day with him.
Yeah.
So before dinner, going for a nice little walk or whatever. You're going to start with cooking dinners.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you've got to start buying one of those boxes.
I do, yeah. Remember to message mum because she's got a discount code for Gusto. So.
Got one pallet for a kid as well.
Exactly. So it's much too much. We'll basically make the most of all the fruit, the reduced prices as we can.
Cozy couple.
No, not too early. Hold it back. It's thirsty for it. So we do have sort of building that routine of like, you know, baths and then a feed, or like get rid of, we still starting more reading.
Yeah.
So sort of reading to her, putting her down. And then hopefully she'll be sleeping. And then if she stays asleep, when we get to bed, say 9, maybe we'll do something a bit later. Who knows? Probably not. She's probably still waking up a lot. I think she's still waking up. It doesn't make much sense. So say we get to bed at 9. If she's asleep, we'll give her a dream feed.
A dream feed. That's in my book. That really exists. Well, read
them. No, you have kind of the risk. It's like, you know, when you feed her while she's asleep. So I can't do it with a bottle, but I can do it with boob. So like yesterday when you gave it to me when I got back, she stayed asleep, but I put her on the boob and then she'll start feeding. I sort of just wave my nipple around her mouth for a little bit and eventually she sort of latches on.
What a life as a baby here. It's like something out of a cartoon, you know, where they've got like this like Tom and Jerry or whatever, where they're just sort of waving a bit of cheese around and then suddenly...
She'll sort of go, and then she'll let it in, and she'll go, oh, okay. So that way, often you can give her a feed without her waking up, but it'll keep her asleep for longer. It's helping prolong those sleeps. And you give her a feed, put her down, and then, you know, when she wakes up. I'm quite looking forward to that part of going back to work, really focusing on building those routines, particularly when sort of transferring her over to the grown room.
Yeah.
I think generally I feel positive about it. I feel ready to go back to work.
No, like, I'm sorry.
Yes, generally positive. And what else we have this week? I've had one of my other friends turn 30. Well, turning 30 in the same month. So it's a month of 30s. So I went to see her yesterday, which is lovely. I did a little surprise picnic in the park. So in my family, when you have a birthday, we do like a birthday chair. So we decorate like streamers and balloons and we go all out and it's very camp and OTT. And so I wanted to do it for her, but obviously I wasn't there for the breakfast, but we tend to do it. So I took her to the park, and I decorated the bench while she closed her eyes, streamers, and I got like a candle out, which just kept blowing out because it's too windy. And we had bubbles and like little snacks, and we just, you know, spent a nice couple of hours just sitting there, having a little drink, and what was actually quite cold and windy, actually. We got pretty chilly by the end. And then tonight we're actually going back into London for her sort of birthday dinner, aren't we?
Yeah. And then we're... going to be getting in the car at like
we're not
going to
have much sleep tonight, which is great because we're already really knackered.
And you've got a lot of cooking to do, so you're going to make some cottage pie for
and a birthday cake.
Yeah,
so I'm making Tash for her birthday almond and orange cake, so like a nice rich almond sponge, and then I'm doing orange cream cheese buttercream with also some bitter marmalade in the layers as well, and some crunchy almond. And then I've got loads of like real camp rainbow sprinkles to cover it in because she loves colour.
She loves colour more than I love colour.
She does. So we're going to start with a nice Thai restaurant and Zoe's coming with us. We're going to get her in a party clothes. And I'm also making for Harry and Gabe, the ones who just had the babe. Darcy babe. Some meals for the freezer. That's what I always do with my friends who have kids. So I just think sometimes you can make meals, but sometimes you're really tired and don't have your ass. But also you want to still try and get some good nutrition, especially if you are breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to make some cottage pies because I feel like most people like cottage pie.
Are you going to use some of our vegan protein mix though? Because that like, won't go off.
That's what I'm going to do,
But also it's high protein breastfeeding.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to do. That is pea mince.
Look at me, I'm learning.
Which is a legume, which also means good for tea, well. So I'm going to do a few cottage pies that they could have from freezer to oven whenever they fancy it or need a meal. And I've got them a little sort of projector light that Zoe loved, didn't we?
Yeah.
So it sort of projects shapes and lights onto their walls and sort of
just spins, trying to grab the
spins
camera
around. So it's quite good when babies are learning to track.
Yeah.
And it just keeps them quite occupied. We found when Zola was really good. Like, when she was young, she didn't like being, having her nappy changed. It was, it strapped her quite well.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get them some Noseco.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any non-alcoholic sort of bubbles.
Yeah.
So I figured when we can stop at a shop on the way and get some. But yeah, so today's a lot of cooking. And then I think we should do a bit of cleaning.
Yeah.
I'd give us a long list, but it's not going to be done today. And then we need to make sure the spare room's okay for my dad, because that's where he's going to be staying.
Yeah.
And then just sort of make sure the rest of the house.
They're gone.
Isn't that done? All right.
Well, we're not going to just list off.
Wasn't it a list? I was just going to say, we just need to do a bit of cleaning. That's all. That's all, isn't it? That's pretty sassy, daddy. And we're going to try to take Fatty for another walk, innit?
Yeah, two walks. So he gets his 3 a.m. walk. Do you have any highs, lows, and funnies?
I sort of said all my good stuff and things throughout the week. Really. My lows have been her ceilings, pretty horrible. Highs have been, you know, going to see friends and things, and I think that's time. Funnies, I mean, her grabbing things has been pretty funny. What else has she done? And her shrieking is quite funny. She's doing really high pitch, like it's like dog level noise, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
I quite like it. It's quite nice that she's trying. She's just starting to vocalise, isn't she? So.
She is fortunate she's not putting any of it on the podcast. I was worried that we just have an hour of her shrieking.
Yeah, that's toothpaste.
Put more milk. Okay. So let's see. My highs. I've enjoyed getting back into our dog walks every morning. That's been quite nice.
Did we not do that?
Yeah, but. When was it that I'm on my training course? So I did it every morning.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, okay, we've been doing it for 7 years.
I've been enjoying it.
That's fine. Right? That's fine.
Been enjoying it.
Good. Me too.
A little family walks. And then my low was, well, my funny, actually, we'll go with funny. My funny was when we had that piss incident. Do you remember? Was it Thursday or Wednesday?
Yeah, that was a lot of piss, yeah.
But I was changing her, but sometimes it's actually, she starts screaming because her nappy's full and she doesn't want to do another piss in it. And so what happens is you take the nappy off and then she starts peeing. I didn't realize it was one of those. I thought she had just peed in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I took her nappy off and then I think, what was I trying to grab?
You're just playing around with her for too long.
Yeah, I was just playing with her while she was down there. And then you just started peeing all over, didn't you? And then there was just a big flotilla of piss, or a big little pond of piss, piss pond, all on the mat. And so we had to give you a
clean. She started stamping in it.
Yeah, she started dancing in it. It was like watching Singing in the Rain, but you just kicking piss all over the place.
Singing the urine.
Singing the urine. So that was my funny. And my low was definitely yesterday afternoon. So, basically, I think it was as soon as you gave her to me, it, like when I brought her in, she had filled her nappy. And so I was still actually working and you were off to go see your friend. And so I needed to look after her and try and finish my work. And basically, long story short, that didn't happen, hence why I've still got work to do. As soon as I brought her in, she needed a nappy change. So yeah, as soon as I brought her in from the car and dropping you off at the station, she needed a nappy change. I went to change her nappy and somebody sent me a message on Teams while I was leaving nappy change. So I just went to go see what that was. And between me and it was on the table, between my laptop and the nappy changing that was the car seat. So I couldn't see what was going on. And the next thing I hear all this shrieking and I look over and she's grabbed a cold cup of tea and just pulled it all over her. And so she's just now in this pool of cold tea, just having an awful time of it. And so I then had to change her out of all her clothes and just quickly just kind of message the person who's saying, look, I'm going to have to get back to my work later. I've got to take her out for a walk. So I think I spent about an hour and a half of the 4 hours that I've meant to be working, walking, and then about another two of them doing other stuff. Don't pull the cables, doing other baby stuff. And so, yeah, I think I've got a whole of like an hour and a half done for the whole afternoon. There's some about 3 hours. But eventually you fell asleep and then I got to do some work. But yeah, it was very stressful because those are the times that I'm talking about where I'm like, I'm meant to be doing something else. I need to do this stuff. And she's like, but I need your attention now. And I'm like, oh, I can't do both. Fuck off.
Yep.
And so I've got to try and not have any projects like that on one on the
Goodly your papa sketcher. So this week, I mean, she's been finding her poos, hasn't she, because of the teething. And so I think she's been sort of like not pooing for maybe a day and then doing like a massive couple of poos and then sort of on repeat. So we always know it's coming, we're sort of waiting for it. And then the other day she'd not done one for about a day. And she did one poo and I was like, okay, it didn't explode, it contained it, got it off quickly, it's all good, happy days. And then sort of like an hour later, she's like, again, and sort of pushed out another one. I was like, okay, and then she pushed out, okay, we need to get this changed. Got on the changing match, so like she'd finished, sort of smiling and relaxed. But there, started to clean her. And just as I was sort of like about to pull the dirty nappy away, it just started like pouring out of her arsehole, like a little poo fountain.
Really?
Like,
oh.
And I was just like, oh, it's... And then it just kept ringing. I was like, no, because I'm going
to
start.
So you're trying to catch it with the old nappy?
Yeah, so I was like, I sort of lifted her up while she's doing it, so I made sure it flew away from her, so she didn't like get all her back and stuff. Because it's pretty full already.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it looks like it's kind of overfilled because they're real like liquidy. Yeah. Sloshy poo.
But managed somehow keep a baby grow clean.
Well done. Well done. Yeah. Sorry, got her set up in the bounce in a very weird way. I'm meant to put her arms through.
She's smiling, she's happy.
She's having a good time.
So yeah, I think that's probably my big poo story of the week. But generally, the whole week I've sort of been waiting for a poo army.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm like, oh, don't want to put anything white because I feel like it's coming. Well, the other day I was like, we really wanted to go to the shop. So I was like, I know, as soon as I put in the bouncer, like the bouncer, then
the papoose,
because that often like sort of movement.
The jiggling.
Shakes it out. I was like, I don't want to get halfway to Tesco's. And have it like, and I'm like, oh. Obviously, sometimes you don't notice when she's in that.
Yeah.
We've had leaks through before, haven't we?
Yeah.
I sort of just didn't go to the shops for that reason. I braved it to Lidl because it's much closer. But I didn't brave it to Tesco. So yeah, it was sort of a week of waiting for poos, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been a lot of like, not daily.
Well, tell them about your poo, like the poo last night, quite impressive.
So last night, yeah, during all the teething and stuff like that, she finally got to sleep and then she did a poo. You were still awake, so you heard her do it. And then you woke me to change her. And we managed to change her while she was still asleep because we were really worried that she was going to wake up and then not go back to sleep. She was in a, because obviously we were being teething and everything. It takes her a long time to get to sleep. We managed to change it. And it was pretty much half in the dark because we didn't put the light on properly to try and keep her asleep. So we got a bit of shit on the changing mat.
Yeah.
But the bed's managed to stay clean and we've changed her on the bed.
And then we just left her sleeping on the changing mat. And so we sort of slid the changing mat in between us and the bed and then she just slept on the changing mat rather than risk taking it. Dropping off. Hello there. You know, she's actually doing that thing.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey. So those are our poo stories from this week, but I think I was quite impressed with you, darling.
Thank you. I tried.
And we used her sleep suit as a blanket that we've never used. We used it like once or twice at her.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like being in stuff, does she?
No. Well, she also doesn't like sleeping on her own. It's good. It's good for if she actually like, if she put them straight in her cot, it's quite a good one.
Yeah.
We don't really do that.
Well, not yet.
Okay. So, do you want some stories?
Go on.
Okay. So we've got Tracy M says, little girl, big diaper. I was hoping that you pay attention just about good.
I am, but I want to make sure she doesn't start screaming.
They're really short.
Okay, go.
We'll do one.
Just go.
Okay. Little Girl, Big Diaper by Tracy M. One morning, I changed my infant twin daughter's diaper, only to find out that I put her brother's size 5 diaper on her in the middle of the night.
Oh, no. And it leaks everywhere.
Not really had that. Anyway. If there's one thing you can always count on, it's poop. This is by Kitty H.
This great shit.
Oh, it's not very funny. Sorry, darling, to be honest.
Yes, yeah.
She's just stomping and turning herself around. She's having a great time.
Yes, she is. Good again. Lindsay. When my kid was about 1.5 years old, I let her run around sans diaper for just a few minutes while I surfed Facebook. After no more than 3 minutes, she crawled into my lap with a poop-covered butt. While picking up the log from the floor, I happened to put my hand on the end table. It jiggled, and I heard something rattling around. Puzzled, because I thought the drawer was empty, I opened it. It was 2 petrified poop marbles. I have no idea how they got there, how long they had been there, or why she decided to stack poop in the drawer.
I like it. Tidy. She's trying to be tidy.
It's tidy. There you go.
Also, you know, to the untrained eye, a drawer is a bit like a potty.
Yeah. Here you go. This is like your shopping story. Amy, I was carrying my young baby around the supermarket in a ring sling when suddenly I heard a characteristic splat sound as I was browsing the frozen aisle. Moments later, I felt the distinctly warm and wet. There was bright yellow poo all over her, the sling, and my clothes.
Okay, so this is from Andrea.
Okay.
When I arrived home from work one evening, the scene I witnessed was from a horror film. My 3-year-old daughter and my 18-month-old son shared a bedroom. And while they were napping, my daughter decided that instead of walking the 10 feet to the bathroom, she would drop trowel in the middle of the room, squat, and poop on the carpet.
Okay, carpet.
Then, in an effort to disguise her misdeed, took all the expensive wooden building blocks and wooden educational toys and piled them on top of the poop.
Nice.
When the little brother woke up from his nap, he crawled out of his toddler bed and explored the pile of toys in the middle of the room. When I arrived home, both kids were in the tub and my partner was scrubbing the poo out of my son's hair.
Hair?
Crikey. The bedroom walls, door, carpet, chain table, beds, toy box, hamper and toys were all smeared with poop. As an added treat, some of the furniture was wicker, so the poop was stuck in the cracks. I pitched the toys, scrubbed down the walls, took a toothbrush to the wicker and shampooed the carpets. Then we poured ourselves a very stiff drink.
I can imagine. All right, guys, that's disgusting. And that's us signing off.
We're out.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Hi, guys. Thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. And if you're enjoying it, please let us know by leaving a review or sending us some feedback. The email is blabberingpod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your stories, any feedback, any news, any thoughts. Also, you can find us on Instagram. The handle is blabberingpod. We're active on there as well, so you could DM us. And yeah, if you've got 5 seconds, please leave a rating. If you've got a bit more, please leave a review. The words are very helpful. And give us a follow. Cheers.